from Ramatzio and Salman, and then when he discusses the Memches Kinyanim, the 48 Kinyanim that are necessary in order to Mekabel the Torah. So one of the Memches Kinyanim that he discusses is that of Dibuk Chaverim, the importance of connecting with Chavrusas, connecting with friends, Dibuk Chaverim. And Ramatzio brings down a Lashon of the Rambam, in Perish HaMishnayis, where he talks about the fact that we're learning in the Kol Sanhedrin, and it speaks about the idea of whether or not a chaver needs hasra. An eishes chaver, a chaver, do they need hasra? And we say that a chaver is a terminology for someone who's a talmid chacham. So now a chaver is a friend. But it's used in the terminology of the Gemara in the Shnayis as being a talmid chacham. And the Rambam in Perish Mishnayis discusses why is it that the term for Talmud Chacham is used as a chaver. Why is the Talmud Chacham referred to as a chaver? And Rabbi Tzio is medayik. He says pshat in what the Rambam says, that mahalach of the Rambam is that truth is the reason why a Talmud Chacham is called a chaver is because of the fact that the only way a person can really develop and grow into becoming a Talmud Chacham is only in as much as a person has good chaverim. A person has real friends. A person has someone who you're discussing sugyas with. Sugyas in the Beis Medrash, sugyas in life. So when a person has a real friend, a real chaver, then the person is able to go ahead and to vaksleis a Talmud Chacham. But without that factor, without having a true friendship, it's commandment and imsa, it's almost impossible to get to the point itself of reaching greatness in Avodas Hashem. So it comes out that the very definition of a Talmud Chacham is synonymous with a Chaver, and a Chaver with a Talmud Chacham, because the fact that that's the means itself of growing and developing. To have someone be able to develop your ideas with, discuss ideas with, get the healthy feedback, the healthy friction in the Beis Medrash, outside the Beis Medrash, that's the means itself of becoming a high level of Hashem. Let me say that it's been a pleasure to call myself a chaver. I have a chaver shaf with Roy Kalish that goes back to our days in high school. We were in different high schools, but we still managed to cross paths in the Beis Medrash, outside the Beis Medrash, in the mirror together. And say that inside the call members. So say 30% of the call members have got to hear Rav Kalish on a regular basis at different tikuvos in their lives. Everyone else that hasn't has definitely heard of and knows of Rav Kalish. And I think the idea is this ability to be a chaver, this ability to go ahead and bring out the greatness of the people around them, to be able to go ahead and discuss and to be insightful, and to be able to be have that back and forth. In order to go ahead and help the people around, to be a true chaver, in order to go ahead and help people keep on growing and developing, to become Oyvdei Hashem, Tamid Chachamim, and therefore you'd therefore love to hear Dvarim from Roy Kalish.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Terai Resnick. It's exciting, the new makam, that now it's the same makam that houses the kollel and houses the minyan that Terai Resnick runs. I thank Jan for all his work to create this the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas says, "B'makam rina shamtei atfilah," that there's a huge inyan where you learn, there you should have. B'makam rina refers to Torah, shamtei atfilah. There's a tremendous inyan where you learn, you should have. Reb Nachman has Torah that I'm working on. I don't understand it yet, but I'm working on it. That you're supposed to turn each Seder into a prayer. That whatever you learn, I had a very funny habit. I don't know how to end speeches. Probably why I talk so long. There's a way to begin a speech. It's something called the power beginning. I'm very into that. When you start here, I'm not speaking. If you're speaking somewhere, there's a musig of a power beginning. Almost a cheap and superficial version is a speaker will start with something dramatic. And the door closed. That's like a klipa. That's a pretend of a power beginning. The sight of a power beginning is get moving, jump in. Be present to your speech. The sight, everything true is in Chazal. the worst beginning to a speech ever, the worst beginning to a speech ever is a guy gets up, now how could that be bad? The Gemara says to do it. It's the worst beginning. When a speaker does that, it's cringy. Nobody means bad. He's like following the Gemara. He looks so good. I think he's breaking the Gemara. I think it's the least kiyum of the Gemara. Now, the Gemara says, begin, thank. Guy says, Chazal, say, poichsim, mechfeid, achsanya. When a speaker begins like that, the crowd, you could feel like a cringiness. There's something of what's off. Chazal is saying, whenever you speak, be present to what you're saying. If you're not present, nobody's going to be present. And the first present is, what room am I in? Who am I with? So you don't say, Chazal told me to thank the host. Chazal don't want you to thank the host. Like, stop. It's like a mandatory. I've been commanded. Chazal is saying, be present. The most present you could be is, who put me here? Who asked me to speak? What am I doing? So if you don't say Pais Mechvayt Achsanya, figure out where you are. And of course, that's the beginning of your speech, is hello, you're, who invited you, what happened? Like, of course, that's the beginning of your speech, because that's where you are. Be present, Chazal are saying. So a power beginning means, don't say, I'm not such a good speaker, just be quiet. All that is, you came here to do something. What did you come here to do? And get to what you came. Where are you? So power beginnings are, Chazal say to do it. There's a way to get present to where you are. A speech endings are very, very hard. And I have this weird habit I had, that the only way to end was like to give a bracha, but like, so we should all be, and I would like make up a bracha like that fit what I was saying, just as a way of getting out of the speech. Like, I was stuck in the speech, and worse than I was stuck in the speech is the guys were stuck and somebody speaking stuck in the speech. That's not geschmack. You go on and on, you can't get out of the speech. So you end with a bracha. It was a bacher called it out. He put on AI, give a Kalish speech, and they ended with like this awkward bracha. They like nailed it. AI like nailed it. I was very impressed. They like called it out. And they had the awkward bracha at the end. When I saw the Torah of Reb Nachman, that you're supposed to turn all your learning into a prayer, and b'makom rina shamte atfila doesn't just, it certainly means where you learn, there you davening, but the Torah itself becomes a prayer. I thought sometimes Hashem makes you, I did it for an awkward reason. There was a hashkacha of an inyan in what you learn to turn into a prayer. A lot of as we understand limudat Torah and tfila, a lot of learning Torah and applying it to yourself, our learning becomes a story as we're learning. What hits you, when it hits you, how it hits you, our learning becomes our story. Hashem's talking to us. And all our learning is, whoa, I found this out. I was zeicha to learn when I was a bacher with Rav Aaron David once a week. His learning was always a prayer. Because whatever we learned, it's like, oh, I have to, he was like, Hashem was talking to him. And it would become part of what he was doing. And then he's trying to keep the Dvarash. It would inevitably become a prayer. And as we connect to Torah, you push it, instead of saying a Dvar, you're almost telling your story. Because as I am, what I'm going through, and what I saw, and what Hashem, literally Hashem said to me, well, Hashem told me that, and it becomes a story. What Hashem told you today, and precisely what you're going through, how you'll hear the Dvar Hashem. He's talking to you today. Certainly, he's talking to you, what you're going through. So, this inyan of b'makom rina shamtei atfila, that the place where we learn, there we should daven, that it's that makom, a very Torah, becomes a prayer. All the Torah we learn becomes a prayer. So, it's a tremendous thing that Jan completed, made this makom, a beautiful makom Torah, and now it's the makom Torah that is the makom prayer. So thank you, Jan, for what you've done, and you should continue. This bracha said, no awkward bracha, this is not my ending, but really a bracha that there should be tremendous amount of limudat Torah that takes place in this space medrash. The tefillas in this space medrash should be niskabel. On this inyan, was saying that when you learn, you have to enter into the learning through what you're going through. I want to speak about it from the parasha. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, and this is the first time the Torah records our Rebbe, Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, speaking to Hashem, getting a nevuah, And Hashem, the Vayomer al Tikrav Halayim, Shal na lechem al raglecha ki amakim asherato oimid l'mad mas kodesh. Moshe Rabbeinu was told, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, that don't come any further, the ground, don't come any closer. Al Tikrav Halayim, don't come closer. Take off your feet, take off your na'alim, your shoes from your feet, because the makam that you're on is admas kodesh. The Chavetz Chaim speaks about it, but I'd like to speak about it in the context we're saying, that where you're up to, where you are, what you're going through, is your entrance way to Hashem. Here, Moshe Rabbeinu Hashem is speaking, and the tendency is I have to come close to Hashem. I have to change my circumstances. I have to come forward to Hashem. And Hashem says, Al tikrav alayim, don't come closer. Where you are, the place that you are, what you're going through, is that place is admas kodesh. During COVID, it changed my life. The Yom Tovim became different by me. We all were going through a matzah, and all of a sudden Pesach was coming early in the matzah. And all of us, like, stopped what we were doing. There was nerves, uncertainty, and then Klal Yisrael got busy with preparing for Pesach. In unusual circumstance, we started getting ready for Pesach. And something occurred to me then about approaching Yom Tovim, and this is true in all Kirvas Hashem. I was a youngster, I liked reading about the Holocaust. I read a lot about the Holocaust. I think my generation was a generation that was still very, very connected. My grandparents were survivors. We grew up, people had numbers around us, and we studied, and the Holocaust was spoken about a lot, and it's something that we were very aware of. And in the stories, remarkable stories of heroes, one of the things that came out in many books and stories were Yom Tovim celebrated under very difficult circumstances. A Chanukah in Auschwitz, a Simchas Torah in Dachau, different unusual circumstances that people had Yom Tovim. And during COVID, I chapped something. I took it at then that somehow they would leave the miserable surroundings they were in, and they came somehow, they left their surroundings and came to a chag. But there's something deeper. The deeper point is that what we're going through, you don't forget your matziv and come to Pesach. Like begeder mishtachim b'tzara d'lahayin, and you come, that's not what happens. What happens by a chag is Hashem is taking us places. From where you're up to, that's how you go to Hashem. Amakam asher ato'im l'mad mas kodesh, al tikrav haloim. Where you're going through, what you're going through, is the passageway to Hashem. The yantiv is not like, whatever you're going through actually is bringing, Hashem brings us through what we're going, in what we're going, as what we're going through, and we come to the yantiv. Somebody came to my house on Hanukkah 2 years ago, late at night. It was late at night, it was after 12. Somebody, I got like a very like strong knock on the door, and somebody came to my house and he said, I need to sit down. And he sat on my couch and started crying. And he ran over to the house. He was lighting the nairs. Somebody was trying to get married for a long time, and it just all came on him that he's lighting the menorah. He doesn't have his own home to light a menorah. Nereshu beisai. He felt, is he doing it in the dorm? He had all these shailas. And it's just the drive and the want to make a bayis, to build a home. And he just collapsed on my couch, crying b'chiyos. He didn't come to the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. It wasn't like he's going to, the whole mitzvah spoke to him in his matziv, through his matziv. It's 2 years later. I lit the menorah different this year because of that holy yid. It changed me. And he told me himself, he lit the menorah. You can imagine a yid lighting a menorah. He's thinking nereshu beis, and he's thinking about his bias. He didn't forget his matziv, okay? He came to menorah lighting very, very present. with this matziv, with this circumstance. And in this, and the menorah spoke very, very deeply, the mitzvah of menorah. The Nerish Ubeisai spoke very, very profoundly. He had tefillas to Hashem, the emunah he taught me, the madregas that he brought with Nairam. It was different. When we come to a chag, you don't like forget all your difficulties. Pesach speaks to the Yid wherever he is. And the Yid wherever he is brought to Pesach. And during COVID, I chapped this, and all of a sudden the Yom Tovim were different. Had one of the best Pesachs in my life. Then a Lag BaOmer that was just different because the matzav itself brought me somewhere. It was a different kind of shvuas. I wasn't making a shvuas like, okay, let me now forget and get, no. I was coming to shvuas, brought to shvuas from the place where we're at, there we come to the matzav. This is something that all of us, in all the aspects of our life, we're watching our nation respond in nifladik ways. We were brought there in Yom Tov. We were brought somewhere, our people. At first, I had like it was so Shmini Atzeres weekend assign. Shmini Atzeres, the day of the most expression of Ava, Ikvi Imi Yom Echad. Watch Hester upon him, the day of Gilui, the day where it's open, where it's clear. Very, very unsettling, such a difficult, all of our nation was Shmini Atzeres, Ikvi Imi Yom Echad, and watching months later our nation stand up, a nation that's standing up with more unity than I've ever seen in my life, a nation standing up that people are saying, I'm a Yid. And basically for 2.5 months, anywhere you go, we're Yidden, anything people are saying to us is just we're Yidden. And we've been separated and been stood up as Yidden, and we're all studying what does it mean to be a Yid? What does that mean, Nishmas Yisrael? What does that mean about ourselves? But we're an age that cares a lot about identity. We ask those questions, what it means to be something. What does it mean? I'm a Yid, I'm discovering, and people are discovering it all everywhere, Yidden all over, to the Beis Medrash, to the places further than this Beis Medrash, are discovering we're a Yid and it means something. So all of a sudden, that a time period of Ikvi Miyayim Echad, you're mine, you belong to me, and then we're watching our people from that place of Shmini Atzeres, and Mitoich difficulty standing up. We belong to Hashem, we're His nation, we're His people, we're acting with the unity that belongs to the Banim of Hashem. So all of a sudden, like we get a sense, we were prepared, we were brought, we're being brought somewhere by Hashem. But specifically the matzavim that we're in, this holiness and kedusha and places we can get to from the matzavim. The Gemara says something in Saita. The Gemara says that the reason a Saita, if she's innocent, if she turns out she's innocent, so she's zaycha, if she's not killed by the waters, it turned out she didn't do an aveira, she's zaycha to a child. And the shaila is, even if she wasn't guilty, boy, is she guilty. If she wasn't guilty, it means she had kinui v'stira. It means that she was born, she was acting inappropriately. And stira means she was miyachid with another man. So she's pashit arishanta. Iika darka akrita rashu. The Gemara says if you go a bad way and there was a better way to go, the person's a rashu. So she's alone with a man in a room. She's in a dark place. She was innocent. She has a child. But the teretz is that she's in the darkest place in the world. She went to a room she shouldn't have gone to. And she's there. That's where she is. Hamakam asher ta'aymir ad mas kodesh. If in that dark circumstance and decision she made, she's wrong. But this is where she is yet. She walked out of the room. She's to a child. From there, Kedusha was born. From there, she connected to Hashem. From that dark place, and in that dark place, and because of that dark place, but she said, no, I want to be loyal to Hashem. She walked out of the room. She's zaycha to a child. She gets schar. She found Hashem in that matziv, through that matziv, and she found Hashem. Then I'm makam asherat ha'aymer of admas kodesh, and that place is holy. I was zaycha this morning for the first time to see to see in person Rav Shaul Alter, the Gerash Yeshiva. My son and I, on Shabbos, I try, Lined there every Shabbos before davening to learn his Torah. His Torah talks to me a lot. And I've been Zeichet for a long time now to read his Divrei Torah, and sometimes to hear his Divrei Torah. I wanted to put my eyes, I wanted to see such a Yid. And he told us, he said the Gemara says, whoever lives in Chutz Laretz is Doime Kemi Shein Leloika. He said it's a dimyon. There's a double lashon, Doime Kemi. It doesn't need to say Doime. He said it's a dimyon. Somebody looks like they're far away. The appearance, it's Doime, it's a dimyon. The truth is they're the closest. It's a dimyon Balma. The truth is that, of course, they're very, very karev to Hashem. In their matziv, there's a path to Hashem, and Hashem is beckoning and calling the yid in their matziv. The Adam Asher Atoim Kamak Masher Atoim El Adlas. Because in this matziv, this girl is in a very dark place, and in her place, she walks out of her room. She has an eternity. She has a ben. She has a future. She has an eternity. She has a kesher to Hashem. In her matziv, she found the Rabbeinu Shloim right there. From there is the Pesach, the eternity. She has a ben. She's zeichet abanim. She found Hashem. Taking bedafka through the situations we're in all the different situations we're in, and from that place connecting to Hashem, from that place developing a shaychus to Hashem in the matzav that we're in. When we learn Torah through the matzav that we're in. This guy lit the Ner Chanukah in the matzav that he's in, from the matzavim that we're in, all the different matzavim, we form a tremendous kesher to Hashem. Mm-hmm. We're watching our Ummah. We're mm-hmm. all watching in our matzav. We're not Messiah Das. We're not forgetting our matzav. In our matzav, we're connecting to Hashem. I wanted to ask the Chevre if we could sing together. Early in my shul, one time I felt the ilum that there wasn't the chias. That's not what I want to sing here, but I felt there wasn't the chias, and I wanted to sing with the chevra. And a man said to me, "You're treating us like babies." Now, in the Beis Hamikdash, the Levim sang. Nobody was treated like a baby. I don't care if somebody's 98 or 115. Zemer in the Beis Hamikdash, I'm a Levi, I will not be singing. I'll leave that to others. I'm going to be a doorman, Beze Hashem. And they're going to be Shayrim and Shayrim. But the Shayrim, the Levim, are going to sing beautiful Zemer. And I feel like Zemer is a tremendously powerful Inyan of Zemer. And I wanted to sing with the Chevra. I wanted to sing a few, so I do want to pray together. But I want to, maybe we'll shift this time a little more Divrei Torah. But I wanted to sing. There's a song composed, somebody who's here composed the song that means a lot to me. Ani kirvas elikim li toiv. And I wanted to sing that song with the chevra. Ani kirvas elikim li toiv. I wanted to specifically say that that's what we're seeing in our people. We're seeing a people that knows we belong to Hashem. Anachnu amai, tzay narisai. We're seeing a people that knows they belong to Hashem. I wanted to sing Ani Kirvas Elokim Li Toiv. We'll sing. We have another thing I wanted to add, but let's sing that. Aloki. Ani Kirvas Elokim, Kirvas Elokim Li Toiv. Ani Kirvas Elokim. Give us a look in. Thank you. Thank you. In yeshiva, I really saw this from my Rebbe. In yeshiva at very young ages, we try to talk to the Bachram about marriage at young ages. And my Rebbe was naig like that. I think it's one of the great missions of our life to build a family. And my Rebbe spoke to us at young age. When I was 18, I went to visit my Rebbe, and he asked me if I wanted to have frum kids. That wasn't what I was thinking about at 18. And he had this discussion about that with me, but he spoke about the great mission of a Yid to build a bayis. Avram Avinu, ki adativ l'man asher yitzaveh, es banav, es b'nei b'esei achrav, lasis tako mishpat. Shem loved Avram because of the bayis that he built. And he wanted us to be aware about the mission of building a home. Somebody once questioned in yeshiva, you talk about marriage, guys are young. And I told this person, my Rebbe talked about in a very tznias, not in oifen and darshan barayas, and spoke very, but he spoke about that mission of building a home and a tranquil home, and spoke about it. But I didn't want to go into the person. I just told the person, the ganze Welt's talking to the person about it in very inappropriate ways. So then they have no choice but to speak about it in the right way. Why should they hear it in the wrong way? So I feel like these weeks are Shoivim Tat this year. And I want to speak about Shmiras HaBris right now, right here and now. And the Iker of Shmiras HaBris is to remember that Hashem chose us as His people. You have the Torah at the beginning of Bris Mila. Anachnu Amoy V'tzoyin Marisoy. And the people that are loyalists to Hashem, Shmiras HaBris, the Iker is to make a good shakol liyevdvaroy. The Torah says, B'misaper T'ilosoy, to say the praises of Hashem. The Iker Sogyo, Shmiras HaBris, is to speak nicely to your wife. Shmiras HaBris is that if you're in a facility, clean up there because you're a Yid. Anachnu Amli. Because we're prestigious and an honorable people. That's the Sogyo. That's the Iker of the Sogyo. The Iker. We're Yidden. We're Zaycha. We have a Bris Chasam Bibsarenu. The Torah in Hilchus Bris, right at the beginning of Bris Mila, is Mayra. Goes on and on the chashivas of Bris Mila. He says Saruch Lizar B'zem Oid, and he speaks about that we have a bris. Anachnu Amay Shabachabano Hashem to serve Him, and Hashem L'saper T'ilasoi Chayiv La'avda. And he speaks about the great zechus of being a Yid. The Bach like says the Torah is making an appeal. Is there any any every year does a bris mila. The Bach asks, like, what's the Torah being mayrich? And he says the Iker Inyan, the Torah wants us, is to be Shomer HaBris. And Shomer HaBris means that you know that Hashem likes us, and wants our avodas Hashem. Shomer HaBris is to take a cup of water and make a good shachma. Nobody's around the fret. Yosef HaTzadik's Midas Yisrael is the Shomer HaBris, alone in Mitzrayim, and he knew he was a Yid. He's in prison, and he was friendly to people. Lama Pa'enecha Zayefes, that's Shomer HaBris. You're in the middle of no place. Like, you think you're chash, you're in jail and you're worried about another person. That's the ikar of Shomer HaBris. That's what it means. To know who you are. We're precious and important. And then we're not shlugged up. And we're not treif. And we're not, there's a ribuy of shame. The ikar of Shomer HaBris is to know Hashem wants us and wants us, our avayda. Wants me and my avayda and your avayda. A Shomer HaBris makes a good shackle. Because he knows Hashem wants Avayda. He's the one Hashem wants him, Lusaper Tilasi. The one in the world who's Misaper Tilasi. I sat on a plane next to a guy. And he seemed like a fine fellow guy, a precious Chaviva Adam Shenivra B'Tselem. So I wanted to be friendly, seemed like a nice fellow, maybe in his young 20s, upper teens. So I introduced myself. I said, Daniel. So he said, how do you know my name? I was sitting next to Daniel also, so two Daniels were next to each other. He spent most of his trip on his smartphone, and I spent the trip davening. But I want to say I didn't feel like a frummy. I'm davening, we're in a matzah of Klal Yisrael. I want to say that I discovered we're daveners, Yidden. I felt I was just acting like a Yid. He was a fine fellow, and on his smartphone he probably was doing all sorts of important things. Not being cynical, probably... I'm sure, talking to friends, whatever he was doing. But I felt not like punked. I happened to be davening. I'm a davener. It's identity. We're daveners. We're the ones who are misaper tilas Hashem. He sat next to a yid and daven. They're funny people. The guy's praying. And we're daveners. The ikar shmir sabris, you're on a plane, daven a nice mincha. Sit down, daven a mincha. It's on a plane, so you daven sitting. That's the whole chedrachim, and you daven a nice mincha. That's a shomer HaBris on a plane. You davening to Hashem. So you're a yid who knows who he is. You're a member. You're a yid. You're a lonesome. You're making ala mincha. That's a shomer HaBris. The ikar. That's what it is. That's what it is. And in shavim, and we have to say what it is. That's what shomer HaBris means. That a person who's makir, we say every benching al brischa shechasamta bibsarenu. Thank you, Hashem, for the bris on our bodies. We have other isis. We have tefillin. We have other isis. We have tzitzis. Tefillin and tzitzis are wonderful tefillin. But we take off the tefillin. Now we're not in tefillin. Those are isis that come off. But we have an ois that stays on us, that speaks about us being precious. That anachnu with the am Hashem, with an important mission, an important tafkid, and our avoda matters. That's, and we thank Hashem in benching al brischa shechasamta bibsarenu. Thank you for the ice on my body that reminds me that you want my avoda. And me being the one who's a loyalist to Hashem, who lives a godly life, who's capable of connecting to Hashem, whose tefillah's answered, who Hashem wants to hear my tefillah, that's a bris. And we're zaych, that's the topic of Shoivim. This is what gets us out of Mitzrayim, dark places. When we're Shomer HaBris, we remember who we are, that we're zeichet to a kesher to Hashem, that he wants our tefill and he wants us. That is the main, that is the inyan, that's the thing. And to be mechazik, the weeks of Shoivim, this is what gets us out of Mitzrayim. If we're kinder and treat our wives with more dignity, that's a Shomer HaBris, that's the exact sukkah. I remember who I am, when I remember who I am, I'll remember who she is. So then I'm treating Yidden with dignity and kavod. Anachnu amai, we're precious, we're important, we're the nation, Asher Bachar Banu, that Hashem chose us and wants us. Remembering that is the sugya. So I wanted to make such an appeal. You could say mecha tesi to talk about such topics, but maybe it's going to be spoken about in different ways, so we might as well learn it the right way. So let's learn the Torah. Anachnu amai, read the Torah, it's kedai. The Torah speaks it out. I should read it. I'm saying it. I should read it. The Torah speaks it out. It's a good Torah to learn. We should read it to ourselves. Read it to our family. and learn it, and better than not just read it, we should keep it. Anachnu Amoy, we're Hashem's nation, who chose us, who He wants us. So we should be zeichet to all be people who remember. Each time alone, Yosef HaTzadik was alone, and yet distant from his family, remembered who he was. He remembered who he was. Of course, that's matzal min ha'avayin. Of course, that has tremendous ramifications to every aspect of our life. When we remember who we are, the opposite of shame. All shaming and all things are the hepech of Shmiras HaBris, the hepech, the shame itself is the inyan that we're fighting, the kaved of a yid, the mamleches kayhanim, the goy kadosh, that's what we're about. So I wanted to cover the beautiful weeks of Shavim Shmais Verabai, if we could sing together, v'atem tiuli mamleches kayhanim, the goy kadosh, and sing it and remember it, that would be kedai. I want to just read three words of Parshas Shemais, that the Madrega that's in these three words is Nifla. And Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, after Moshe has been chosen to replace Aaron, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Shalach na biyad tishlach, biyad the one who you ruggle to be shalach, the one who has been the messenger of Hashem, the shliach of Hashem, to speak to Klal Yisrael was his brother Aaron HaKohen. and Hashem sends Moshe Rabbeinu to replace his brother Aaron. And Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, Shalach Nabi Atishlach, please Hashem, I beg you, send Aaron HaKohen, continue to send the one who you've been sending until now. And Hashem responds, Rashi says, and Shalach Nabi Atishlach, says Rashi, B'yad Mishato Rogel Shloyach, send the one you're used to sending, who Aaron? Aaron HaKohen is the one you've been sending. I don't want to replace my brother. And Hashem says, the Rach of Samach Beliboy, Aaron HaKohen is going to see you and see you replace him, and he's happy in his heart. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam was Yodea Machshavos, who knows the person, knows the thoughts of a people, of a person. Says Rashi, Loish Kishat the Sover. Not like you think, Moshe, Shiyei Machbet Alecha, Shat Oilek Dula, that I'll have some Kipeda that you're Oilek Dula. It's not that way. V'ra'acha Aaron HaKohen is going to see you V'samach B'libay. He's going to have complete joy. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam knows every thought of a man is made on Aaron HaKohen. To every single part of his existence, he's going to be happy for you. And that midah, what that would take for us to be on that madrega, that any single success of somebody else, let alone somebody who replaced us, let alone this is madregas, tremendous madregas, what it would take is the akara that we each have a place. When I know I have a place in Avodas Hashem, there's a place for me in Avodas Hashem. The Mishnah says you have to be mispalo for Malchus, because without Malchus, Ishis Reyeyim Chayim Balu, people would swallow each other up. So the simple understanding of that is the Melech like protects. The Melech anarchy of chaos, people just go crazy without a Melech. And with a Melech, he pashut polices. That's not the Oimek of the Pshat. The Oimek of the Pshat is the Melech gives every Eved HaMelech is important, because every Eved HaMelech is an Eved HaMelech. And the Melech gives a standing and importance to every single person. When there's a good Melech, nobody beats anybody up, because the Melech himself shows each person has a place in this Malchus, is necessary in this Malchus. When somebody understands their own tafkid, when somebody understands they have a tafkid, when somebody understands they're wanted, they're a shomer habris, they're wanted, they're necessary, Hashem wants their avodah, Hashem chose them, so then they fragin, they're happy with another person's success. We don't have to look, we're coming to a period of Klal Yisrael coming together, there's a lot of bichiyus in all different places. There is a lot to be chiyus, and we're allowed to be impressed. We don't have to be afraid to be impressed in all different parts of Klal Yisrael. Hillel and Shammai had big machloiksim, but there was emes hashalom ahevay. They had a tremendous respect and appreciation for each other with deep machloiksim, massive ramifications in their machloiksim. Yet there was a respect, and there's a lot we could be secure enough for there to be chiyus there. We could be secure enough that this, wow, I'm so impressed, and I disagree with him, and he's wrong, and he's making a mistake, but I'm still impressed, and I respect. We could be secure enough in what we have, because it's true. We're capable of being myridic secure. I heard somebody was praising the soldiers, so somebody like jumped up, what about yeshiva guys? I got so frustrated. Yeshiva people, we're learning Hashem's Torah. We could be secure that we could be Makat Tov and appreciate different things. We could be secure. Aaron HaKohen Swamaish Rabbein V'rach V'samach B'libay. What the midah that would take to see somebody else even replace him is to know I have a makom, and that's what we're zeichet to a melech that gives every single person that has a bris. And every single member of Klal Yisrael is part of the bris that Hashem's Bachar Bani chose us and wants us and is interested in us. And I have a tremendous place. From that place of security, this one is Svar, Ashkenaz. I can have a different sheet and still appreciate him. even celebrate him, even be machshiv him, we're shayach to tremendous madregas of appreciating others, of loving others, of valuing others, of seeing milus in others, of seeing chios, of complimenting others. We're capable of that because we know what we have, we know what we're part of, and we're zeichet to a melech that gives us all a tremendous standing as an Eved HaMelech. We have the security of that we're an Eved HaMelech could be such a madrega that his brother replaced him, but what do you mean he has a place? He's Aaron HaKoyin, it has an Avaydah, and has a Tafkid, V'rach V'samach B'libay, to the depths of his heart, he could be happy for his brother. The Medrash on the Psukim and Tillim that speak about Matov Menayim Klal Yisrael, we're all busy saying Tillim, one for another, our whole Ummah. And the Medrash on the Hinei Matov speaks about that Aaron HaKoyin, when it speaks about Matov Menayim Sheves Achim Gam Yochad, speaks about in turn when Aaron HaKoyin was made the Kohen Gadol, and he was poured oil, was coming down his face. He was anointed as the Kohen Gadol. Moshe Rabbeinu felt physically wet. It says a double lush in there, the oil on the beard. Moshe Rabbeinu returned that to Aaron HaKoyin when Aaron was made the Kohen. And Moshe Rabbeinu could have had a chalishus. Moshe Rabbeinu's position did not go to his children and grandchildren. And Aaron HaKoyin was zeichet to something that would go all dairus to kohuna. And yet Moshe Rabbeinu felt his own beard get wet. He had such a joy for his brother. And his brother being anointed and feeling the wetness on his beard, Moshe Rabbeinu, physically, the Medrash speaks out, felt his own beard was wet. Such was his simcha for his brother. These madregas of celebrating other Yidden, appreciating, seeing Maimus, and even Yidden we don't see things like, and even Yidden that we have different opinions, but we're capable, we're secure, we have a melech that gives us a standing, that gives us a tafkid, that gives us an avoida that's ours. From that place, we could be so confident and secure to see wonderful things in others, and notice chiyus different places, celebrate the milus of different places. This is a bechina we could be zeichet to. We're saying, I'm not saying gevard, I'm only saying where we're holding and learning the parasha. We're seeing such things in our beautiful people. We're seeing such madregas. We're seeing kiyumim of this, of Klal Yisrael, yachad shiftei Yisrael, of the shvatim, of all of Klal Yisrael, every part of Klal Yisrael, being more united, seeing better things in each other. I've felt since Simchas Torah that a big tafkid is bring Yidden should come together. I've tried since Simchas Torah. I don't want to travel around. I want to be with my family. I want to be with the yeshiva. But I've traveled much more than ever since Simchas Torah. And I've done that, I just feel people have to come together. Our Ummah needs to be together. We need to hold hands. That's what a family does in difficult times. And I think we're capable, and I know we're capable, because Hashem put us in this matzav of being secure enough and being mechazik. That's part of Shmir Sabris. I'm a gota with a tafkid who's wanted, who has. Where is Zaycheh here in this base mesh? We're learning Torah in Yerushalayim. Who's more wanted than that in the world? So we're capable from that place of feeling so secure and such a chiyus that we can see chiyus all different places and appreciate and celebrate Yidden from that beautiful place. We're seeing this in our Ummah, togetherness, a togetherness we're zeichet to see. And the bracha, the tefillah not awkward. This won't be the AI-generated awkward blessing. The tefillah of such a sugyas, we should be zeichet ourselves to feel and experience our own tafkid. That chiyus that comes from somebody who makes a shahako, because Hashem wants my tehillah, Hashem wants my avayda, we should be zeich, and the security and the chiyus that brings, we should be zeich to see good in others, forgive others, all the possessions, and all the beauty, and all their mesiras nefesh, and all that they bring and do, to see milus in it, and appreciate it, to see tov and yidden all around us. We should be zeich to such a unity in our people. Hine matay v'manoy shevesachim gam yochad. Hine matay v'manoy shevesachim gam yochad.
Ben Ah, sure.